start on the windows in the living room.
Upstairs, then living rooms.
Right.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Doctor.
You know, I wish that son of ours would keep his hands off my tools. I can't find my pliers.
Pliers? They're on the windowsill in our bedroom. You know, where you left them when you tried to fix the screen.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, darling.
You're welcome, dear. Now, when you finish in the living room, then you can start the dining room.
Then, Mother...
Oh, hi, Nick.
Hello, Maddie.
Mother, I'm sorry, but this is an emergency. My gray skirt has simply disappeared from the face of the earth. It's under the yellow blouse where you hung it. My yellow blouse? Yes, and you'll find that under the tweed coat. Thanks, Mother. You saved my life. Anytime, dear. There. Is that clear?
Yes.
Hey, Mom, who hid my sneakers? Oh, hi, Nick.
Hello, Jeff.
You'll find them in the usual place, dear. One under the bed and the other one in the closet.
Oh, thanks.
Your family don't get along too good without you.
Oh, they're all absent-minded. They can't keep track of anything. Where's my pencil?
Pencil?
Oh.
Jeff, your mother said I'm going to stop here.
Okay, Nick, I'll be out of your way in a second.
That's all right, don't worry. Oh, Jeff. Please, what do you say here?
Mary's room.
In the next, please.
Bathrooms.
In the next.
Dining room. Hey, what'd you write?
What you told me. Mary's rooms, bathrooms, dining rooms.
It looks like Greek to me.
That's right. I put down in Greek what your mother put on the list. What's Greek to you is English to me.
Boy, I wish I could write Greek.
Me, I wish I could write English. But don't tell nobody I can't write English, because I don't want nobody to think I'm a big dope.
Oh, don't worry, Nick. I'll keep your secret. But nobody's going to think you're a big dope.
Well, maybe you're right. But anyway, soon I'm going to read and write English. Then I don't be ashamed.
Oh, that'll be great, Nick.
You know, I go to school now by night.
You go to school? What for?
What for? For the same reason you go, for to learn.
Well, there's only one reason I go to school. There's a law.
It's a good law.
If I didn't go, they could throw my parents in jail. You know, sometimes I sit in class and think, well, at least I'm keeping my parents out of jail.
Listen, Jeff, maybe you do me a favor. My girlfriend, she got to visit with her sister for a couple of days. She sent me a postcard. Please read for me.
Oh, gee, Nick, it might be something personal.
I don't know. I don't know how to read English, but please, read for me.
Okay. Dear Nikki, I am having a very good time at my sister's. She is fine, and so are her husband and children. I will be back in about a week. I miss you.
I miss you. Where?
Right there, sis. I miss you. Sincerely, Kitty.
I miss you.
Hey, how come she writes you if she knows she can't read?
But she don't know. That's why I go to school to learn fast before she find out.
You think she'd care?
Oh, Kitty isn't much too nice a girl to go out with a big dope who don't read English. You know, we go to a restaurant, and the waiter, he bring me menu I can't read. So I make big joke, and I say to Kitty, what's good for you is good for me.
Oh, but suppose she orders something terrible, like spinach.
I eat it anyway, because I like Kitty more than I don't like spinach. And besides, it's not so bad to eat something you don't like, but not to write letter. That's bad.
What's so bad about that?
What's bad about that? Which is worse, does she think I'm big dope, I can't write English, or does she think I don't care and I don't write letter?
Oh.
Jeff, maybe you help me.
Me? How?
You write letter to Kitty for me. You put down what I say.
Oh, sure, Nick.
But don't tell nobody, not even your mom and your papa, because then I'm going to be ashamed.
Oh, they don't have to know.
Hey, they're going to go out tonight and Mary has a date. So you can come over about 8 o'clock and I'll be the only one home. And so we can write your letter then.
Okay. And I wake up all the time thinking on you.
At night I can't sleep. You are always on my mind.
That's good. The words come to me crooked, but you make them straight. When I know by you...
When I'm not with you...
I have happiness to think on you.
I find happiness.
Was the marriage no good?
No, it's happiness. I can never remember whether it's spelled with two P's or one. I know there's two N's, but... Oh, two P's and one N.
You sure?
That's what the dictionary says.
The dictionary, good book, lots of words. I am more happy every day.
I am happier each day.
To know I'm going to see you quick.
Knowing I'm going to see you.
Don't worry, Nick. I'm going to copy it over tomorrow in ink. And I'll mail it for you, too, if you give me the address.
Okay.
Okay.
The address.
Oh, thank you. You know, this letter writing's made me hungry. You want something to eat?
No, no, no. I think I better go now. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay. Good night, Nick.
Oh, I almost forget. I bring you presents.
Oh, gosh, Nick, you didn't have to bring me anything.
That's all right. You're my good friend. You do me big favors.
Gee, thanks.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, honey.
Oh, the rolls smell wonderful. Want some help?
Finish setting the table, please, honey.
All righty. What's the dictionary doing here?
Weren't you using it?
Not in the kitchen.
Well, I guess it was Jeff then. Maybe he's finally taking his father's advice and looking up words that he doesn't understand or can't spell instead of just guessing at them.
Well, I guess he didn't know how to spell dearest.
Dearest? What do you mean?
My dearest Kitty, at night I can't sleep. You are always on my mind.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That can't be Jeff's.
Oh, this is his handwriting.
It certainly is.
My little brother's in love.
Oh, well, I doubt that.
He hasn't paid much attention to girls. Well, Mother, it had to come sometime.
Well, yes, I suppose so, but he's just a little boy.
Little boy, he's a monster.
Now, Mary, do you think that's a nice thing to do?
I wouldn't have believed it possible. He's a monster with the soul of a poet.
Really?
Mother, just read
no,
this.
No, I'm not going to intrude on his privacy. Mary, if you're not going to pay any attention to my objections, then the least you can do is read it aloud.
When I am not with you, I find happiness in thinking of you.
That's enough. Now put it away. Go ahead, put it away.
Gee, I wonder who Kitty is.
He says he's not sleeping well. I wonder if he feels all right.
Mother, he's as healthy as a horse.
No, he's not getting enough sleep. I can tell.
Good morning, Mom.
Oh, good morning, honey.
Morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jeff, dearest.
Mary.
What's eating you?
Now, can't a sister express her affection for her own brother?
Jeff, have you been getting enough sleep?
Oh, sure, Mom. Why?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Morning, kids.
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Dad.
Smells good.
Bacon and eggs, dear. And have some rolls, dear. I just baked them.
Oh, gee, Mom, I don't think I'm very hungry.
Oh, Jeff, you have to eat something.
No, I think I'll skip breakfast. Thanks just the same.
Am I missing something?
No, nothing, dear, nothing. Here are your bacon and eggs.
Do you know, I have the feeling there's something cooking around here besides just bacon and eggs.
Please, dear. Yes, that's very nice. Do you have it in black?
I have another one.
Who is it now?
Stanley Hawkins has a sister named Kitty, and Jeff's been spending an awful lot of time over there lately.
He's making a space map with Stanley. Besides, Kitty's only about 9 years old.
Well, that takes care of every Kitty I can think of.
Well, honey, it couldn't possibly be any of the Kitties you've mentioned because...
Donna Stone! Jean Brown, what a pleasant surprise.
Oh, it seems that the only time we run into each other is when we're shopping.
Yes, it does seem that way. Oh, Jean, this is my daughter, Mary.
Hello.
Mary, would you believe it? When Mrs. Brown and I were in school together, we were inseparable.
We certainly were.
And I remember Mary.
You do? Don't you remember when your Mary and my Danny were babies? We used to take them to the park once in a while and wheel their strollers along.
That's right, we did.
Danny Brown, is that your son?
Yes, do you know him?
Well, not exactly, but I see him all the time at school.
Yes, I can imagine my Danny's a very popular boy at school.
Oh, yes, he is.
Don't tell me now. This is Catherine.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
And you know, even though we haven't been seeing very much of each other, I've been keeping track of you. She's in the same class as your son, Jeff, and she tells me about him all the time.
Oh, really?
And of course, my husband's on the board of directors at the hospital, and he tells me about Alex.
Oh, isn't it a small world?
Well, I won't keep you, but we must get together, and soon.
Yes, we really must, and it was so nice seeing you again, Jean.
Goodbye, Donna.
Goodbye. Bye, Mary.
Bye. Come along, Kitty, dear.
Kitty. Must be very painful.
What's painful?
I'm talking about Jeff.
Jeff? He's in pain? What kind of pain?
Alex, I'm talking about Jeff and Kitty Brown.
Oh, is that all?
Alex, how can you sit there reading when your son is tossing around on his bed, suffering?
Oh, darling, boys his age don't suffer from love sickness.
No. It's obvious to me that you don't remember anything at all about how you felt when you were his age.
Well, it's a dark, shameful part of my past, and I'm trying to blot it from my memory. Good night.
Good night. I can remember the first boy I had a crush on. Oh, I thought he was the most wonderful thing in the world. I remember how tortured I was when he didn't pay any attention to me. Oh, I was miserable for days when he pushed some other girl on the swing in the playground. He really didn't pay any attention to me, but I'll just never forget him.
Anybody I know?
No. I can't recall his name. Well, anyway, Jeff is like me. He feels things. He's sensitive.
Oh, darling, he's my son, too, and I love him, but offhand, I'd say Jeff is about as insensitive as any boy I've seen.
Alex, you just don't understand Jeff at all. I'll bet you anything, right at this moment, he's lying in there thinking about Kitty Brown.
Oh, Donna, that's ridiculous. Jeff's asleep the minute his head hits the pillow.
Right? Come on, I want you to see.
What are you doing?
I want you to see for yourself.
See what?
Your son. I want you to see him lying in there, staring at the ceiling.
You mean to say you're going to barge into his room in the middle of the night and wake the poor
kid? We'll tiptoe.
There's your sleepless, lovesick son.
Shh, don't wake him.
Fat chance, he's out like a light.
That's only because he's exhausted.
Oh.
Kitty, answer right away quick, so we're gonna answer the same way. But tell me what she says about my letter. Tell me again.
Okay. She says, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed your letter.
She enjoyed.
Well, I just put down what you said.
But you put down very good.
Shall we start the new letter?
Okay, okay. I enjoy that you enjoy my letter because I enjoy when you enjoy, I like to you.
It wouldn't seem natural inviting Mrs. Brown and Kitty for lunch.
No, I guess it wouldn't.
Oh, believe. B-E-L-E-I-V-E. This English composition of Jeff's may not be very original, but the spelling sure is.
Are there many mistakes?
I don't know how he can hand it in. I thought you told me you caught him using the dictionary.
I did, but just once, when he wrote the letter to Kitty Brown.
He couldn't risk misspelling dearest.
Well, it seems his teacher doesn't rate the same attention as dearest Kitty Brown.
A family barbecue? Of course, that would be perfectly natural. Oh, honey, I've been wanting to have the Browns over for years, and running into Jean gives me a perfect excuse.
What barbecue? What's going on?
Alex, haven't you been listening to what Mary and I have been talking about?
No.
Jeff's composition is quite enough to hold my attention.
Well, we're going to invite Jean and Arnold Brown over for a family barbecue. You know, just the two families.
Arnold Brown, I can't stand that man. Ever since he got on the board of directors, he's done nothing but fight every appropriation we've asked for. You'd think it was his own money.
Honey, maybe you could pretend to like him, just for one day.
Best I could do is pretend not to hate him.
Well, honey, we can't invite the family and leave out Mr. Brown.
Do you think maybe we could leave out Danny? Or if you leave anyone out, make it Danny Brown. He's the most conceited boy at school.
Honey, we can't ask them to bring Kitty, but not Danny.
Now, wait a minute. You mean to say this whole thing is being planned around Jeff's broken heart?
Alex, as I told you, you just don't understand a thing about Jeff.
Hiya, Jeff. How are you?
Same as I was when I saw you 5 minutes ago.
Hey, Dad, did you read my composition?
Have you ever heard of I before E, except after C?
Or when pronounced A as in neighbor and way. Or in weird, height, leisure, forefoot, and seizure.
Very good, very good. Now, how do you spell believe?
Believe. B-E-L-E-I-V-E.
I never like to think of a case as hopeless, Jeff.
Oh, Dad, I got a little mixed up. It's B-E-L-I-E-V-E.
All right, you get the dictionary and copy the composition over.
Jeff, honey, don't make any plans for Sunday. We're inviting the Browns over for a barbecue.
Okay.
Mrs. Brown said something about having a daughter in your class. Kitty Brown.
Okay. Dad, you sure I just can't erase the mistakes?
No, no, you'd better recopy it. Now, he didn't seem terribly excited about the idea of having Kitty Brown over here.
Well, you know how boys are at that age. They'd rather die than let you know how they really feel.
Donna Stone called. She invited us all for a barbecue on Sunday. It should be very pleasant.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
You accepted?
Well, of course. We haven't anything else planned for Sunday.
From now on, will you please check with me before you accept any invitations from former girlfriends who just happen to be married to doctors?
Now, what does that mean?
Alex Stone, of course. He's forever coming up with projects he wants the board to spend money on, and I've got to fight him all the way down the line. And now he wants to inveigle me into his home so he can corner me.
I don't think that's the reason they invited us.
I think it's the only reason.
But it doesn't seem like the kind of thing Donna would do.
Can't we get out of it?
Well, I don't see how.
All right. But I'll make it clear to him. He's wasting his time buttering me up.
You know, Dad, you could be wrong. It could be me the Stones are interested in.
Now, just why would Alex Stone be interested in you?
Mary Stone, Dad, the daughter. Well, she goes to Hilldale. She's kind of cute.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I haven't gotten around to paying her much attention, though. And it could be she's worked on her mother to, well, you know, correct that situation.
You'll never get anywhere, Danny, without confidence in yourself.
Well, you know how it is, Dad. Either you've got it or you haven't got it.
And you've got it, huh?
Well, that seems to be the general opinion.
You know, dear, Donna did make a point of inviting the entire family.
Now, just why would an intelligent woman like Donna Stone go out of her way to have her daughter go out with...
Mom, do I have to go, too? There'll be nothing for me to do.
We're all going, and we'll have a wonderful time.
You know, I think I'll give Mary a whirl, now that I know she cares.
It needs basting.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You didn't put enough on.
How's that?
That's better. Watch those in the middle, they'll burn. It's a nice day to be outdoors.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly is. I kind of look forward to this after spending the week at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. I knew you'd get to it sooner or later.
Get to what?
You're bringing up the air conditioners for the waiting rooms again.
No such thought in mind.
I said no at the meeting, and I'm going to say no again right here. No.
I thought that report you gave Friday at the assembly wasn't too bad.
Does that mean you liked it?
Well, it was the only one that kept me awake.
Well, maybe it was better than I thought.
Mary, I've got a little surprise for you.
Oh?
There's a show coming into town Saturday night, and I've got two tickets for it. you and me.
Thanks very much, Danny, but I'm afraid I can't go.
Can't go? Why not?
I already have a date for Saturday night.
Oh, well, so what? Break it.
I can't.
You must be kidding. I'm offering to take you out.
And I'm turning you down.
Me?
Do you really think I invited you here so I could, how did you just put it, go to work on you?
That's what I said, and that's what I think.
Well, I don't mind telling you, I resent the assumption that I have you here just so I can get you to change your mind about the air conditioners.
Well, go ahead and resent. And tell the other doctors on the staff not to waste their time trying to butter me up with barbecue chicken.
You can deliver your own messages. I wouldn't insult them with it.
I suppose it wasn't your idea to invite my family over here? My whole family.
It wasn't. Well, it was my idea, but not on your account.
I know. You wanted to show Kitty your dolls. Boy, of all the girls in Hilldale High School to choose from, I have to ask you for a date.
You are the most conceited boy I ever met.
Hi, dear. How you doing?
That stuffed shirt thinks we invited them because he's on the hospital board.
You are so conceited. I wouldn't go out with you if you were the only boy in Hilldale.
Mary!
Shh! Stop shushing me, you big dunce. You know, I didn't think it was possible, but when I look at you, I lose my appetite. Dinner served. Mother, I have 6 invitations to the dance on Saturday.
6? My goodness, that's illegal monopoly.
Oh, well, I've already accepted Herbie, but, well, it's nice to be asked by the others.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
It's all because of that Danny Brown. He's been making such a spectacle of himself chasing me all over school that it's become the thing to do, like a fad.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, you heard the good news?
Well, nothing to justify that big satisfied grin you're wearing.
Your barbecue was a tremendous success.
Well, I knew it was for Mary, but I didn't know it was for you. What happened?
Well, the matter of the air conditioners came up again before the board of directors. And Arnold Brown abstained from talking or voting on the subject. Because, as he said, it had become a personal issue between him and one of the doctors on the staff. So, without Brown around to stir things up, the vote went through and we got the air conditioners.
Oh, Alex, that's wonderful.
Oh, poor Jeff. We gave the barbecue for him, and he's the only one who got nothing out of it.
Yes, and that was some fight he had with Kitty.
Well, he doesn't seem to be very upset about it.
Well, you don't know what really goes on inside.
Oh, darling, I think he's a little too young to walk around with a broken heart. And he's certainly not the type to suffer silently. Come in.
Hello.
Fine.
Hello,
Hello
Nick.
This isn't the day for you to do the rest of the windows, is it?
I know I promised for tomorrow, but I don't be able to keep my promise. I'm going to be married tomorrow.
Oh, hey, that's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All the best, Nick.
Thank you.
Well, in that case, forget about the windows. Do them whenever you can get to it.
Well, thank you very much. I want to tell Jeff, too.
Oh, well, he'll be here in just a minute.
Jeff, he's going to be special glad to know.
Really?
Oh, why should Jeff have a special interest in the subject?
Well, you know, he...
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Jeff. What do you think?
I don't know.
I'm going to be married tomorrow.
No kidding. That's good, isn't it?
That's wonderful. I was just telling your family how you helped me.
You mean it's not a secret anymore?
No. I decide I don't want my girl to love me for my education when I don't got education, so I tell her the truth. And she says to me it's the ideas in the letter was important.
I don't understand. How did Jeff help you?
Well, when my girl was away, Jeff write letters to her for me because I can't write English. Oh, excuse me now. I got to go. I don't want to keep Kitty waiting. Goodbye.
Bye, Nick.
Bye, Nick.
What's so funny about that? Oh.
Thank you. a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.